there are lots of flags and similar things around the cathedral. There is, for example, the menorah, which is a profoundly Jewish article dating from 3,000 years ago when it was first used, and was a symbol in the temple, and round it it has the quotation, "They shall beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks." And it's got it in Manx, Hebrew, and I'd like to say English, but in fact it's American. But that was brought over for the Anne Frank exhibition that we had in 2010, and it is made of missiles used in the Palestinian-Israeli conflict. So it could easily be interpreted as very pro-Israeli, that. On the altar, there's an icon of Our Lady and her son Jesus, which was given to us by the wife of the Ukrainian ambassador, and it stays on the altar as long as there is war in the Ukraine and between Ukraine and Russia. And then the gardens, in a sense, are themselves are a major statement politically about the relationship the Isle of Man has had to the rest of the world. So just for example, there is a garden tour which goes through each of the gardens which tell the story of the Isle of Man century by century, which look at slavery, racial justice, and genocide, and how they were connected with the Isle of Man in different ways. So I wouldn't say that the flag outside, there are two Ukrainian flags on the inside of the building, I wouldn't say that that's it is any more politically significant than many of the other things that are around the cathedral.
It's interesting to hear you list those artifacts on display and the flags, as you mentioned, inside for Ukraine. Some critics have been saying the only flag that should be flown on the cathedral site should be the Manx flag, in effect saying that the cathedral shouldn't be involved and shouldn't make statements like this. What do you make of comments like that?
Well, I think Christianity, by its nature, is making comment about people of goodwill. It's making comment about the world that we should live in. In fact, one of my sermons recently, which has been slated about the Lord's Prayer, "Give us today our daily bread." The "us" there and "our" is not just about me asking for my daily bread, but it's asking for me and the whole world. And therefore, I do link that statement as anybody who is hungry in our world should be part of the "R." So it's an ask to God about me and the Isle of Man and the British Isles, but also everybody on the planet. And therefore, it begins to look political if you want to see it that way, but it's what Christianity is about, in my interpretation.
Referring to that sermon there, where you mention the Lord's Prayer, of course, and specifically, "Give us today our daily bread," the pictures we've seen recently and the reports of mass starvation coming out of Gaza, how have they affected you in recent weeks?
In a sense, I'm completely and utterly horrified. And that's not to belittle what's happened on October the 7th a couple of years ago. But it smacks of the kind of things that happened in Nazi camps, where every 10th person was shot because somebody did something. In a line Christianity is about reconciliation of forces that need to be brought together, and it's really challenging. Before I was on the Isle of Man, and though I am Manx, I lived for a while in the community of Jerusalem, which is in Paris, which is a contemplative community. And its whole vocation was the reconciliation between Jew, Islam, and Christianity in the Holy Land. And that was really important to me and still is important in my life.
In to mention one of your other sermons as well, you've said it would be a brave person who dodged the issue of Gaza and perhaps more broadly the plight of the Palestinian people. Considering some of the backlash you've mentioned, why do you think people are afraid almost to speak out about this?
I'm really not sure. Maybe I'm just naive, but wherever wrong is, it needs to be challenged, whatever its nature. So, you know, I do things wrong like anybody else, and I need to be challenged. But I feel I have also the right to challenge other people if I see those things are wrong. And I can, you know, I'm pathetically just one little digit in the Isle of Man. And what difference can I make in a world? Well, it feels like I can't, but I'll do the little I can in the little ways that I feel God's asking me to as I kind of walk that journey.
Can I ask you specifically about the flag then? Did you expect the reaction it's had?
I wasn't unsurprised by the that it disappeared. But we've had other flags up there, which I thought might disappear, like Pride and others for different occasions when there's been disasters in that area or want to celebrate people of very different backgrounds. And we certainly do want to do that in the Cathedral Gardens as well. But what has supposed to surprise me is the anonymous, I don't know how you can do an anonymous email, but certainly emails that people put not a name on, and they're pretty general kind of things, like it's a spare email they've got on the side, or phone calls. I just was a little surprised, but I'd have to say, I'm used to it would be a not quite the right thing to say, but I've received these challenges in so many areas of my life during my ministry, so I'm not utterly surprised.
How many emails are we talking about?
Well, I mean, they're still flowing in, and they'll probably flow in after this program. So the ones I've actually received will be not more than perhaps a dozen. But they keep on cropping in at the moment.
And can I ask again regarding the flag? I believe it was stolen early Tuesday morning or sometime around that time. Have you been able to replace it? Is there another flag up now?
No, there isn't another flag at the moment. But I may have a different strategy to do something. But I've clearly hit a mark with people. And if I encourage conversation about what can be done about...
Thank you for making it to the end of the Manx Radio newscast. You are obviously someone with exquisite taste. May I politely suggest you might want to subscribe to this and a wide range of Manx Radio podcasts at your favourite podcast provider, so our best bits will magically appear on your smartphone. Thank you.